Thank you very much, Nevio, and I know I've been speaking with Nevio for quite some time of his great concern of coming to the United States, so it was a very courageous move to be willing to cross the border to come and speak on behalf of his family. We will now hear from Andres Gomez, who is coordinator of the Antonio Maceo Brigade in Miami, and who has lived in Miami since his early teens, really facing many of the threats and risks of a Cuban living in southern Florida who dares to speak out for a normalization of relations between the two countries and has firsthand experience, and also very involved in this march organizing.
Buenos dias. Good morning. I think that we're witness this morning here in Washington on the 30th anniversary of the assassination of Orlando Letelier and Ronnie Moffitt, of a most singular and powerful set of testimonies regarding the impunity with which the United States has granted terrorists acting not only against innocent people abroad, but innocent people within the borders of the United States. I'm deeply moved. Terrorism is not only the assassination of innocent people. The threat of assassination of innocent people. Terrorism is to live in fear imposed by terrorists that do not have any regard for human life, for the values of human life, in pursuit of ends that become aims that cannot be understood. We have lived in Miami during the past 47 years under that constant threat. I personally have been extremely lucky to be here today after almost 30 years of political work against a policy of permanent aggression by the United States against the Cuban people for no reason except the will of the United States to impose its policy on a nation that has decided to exercise its sovereign rights to determine by itself its future. I am not alone. These terrorists, Luis Posada Carriles, Orlando Bush, Pedro Ramon, Guillermo Novo, and hundreds of others have acted in Miami with the utmost impunity. Hundreds of bombs have exploded in Miami set by these terrorists during the past 40-some years. This is not something that I say to you. Go to unclassified FBI documents. In the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s. I am not alone. I mean, it wouldn't have any significance if I was working in Miami alone. I represent a number of Cuban-American organizations that are opposed to this policy of permanent aggression against Cuba, that are opposed to a policy that brings impunity to these terrorists. I live in a city that harbors men such as this because of the protection that the United States government has given them. On the 22nd of March, 2006, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in a letter to Luis Posada Carriles, determined that due to your long history of criminal activity and violence in which innocent civilians were killed, your release from detention would pose a danger to both the community and the national security of the United States. This is an official statement by the United States government that was not presented in the hearings and the procedures brought against Luis Posada Carriles. A threat to the and a danger to the community, and the community that we live, that our children live, that we work in the United States. As Francisco said very clearly, it is precisely because the United States fails through the FBI and other such law enforcement organizations that according to law must do that precisely, protect the security of the United States and the people of the United States, that these five men had to come to the United States in order to infiltrate these terrorist Cuban-American right-wing organizations that have killed thousands of people in Cuba, that have threatened us in Miami for decades. That's why they were here. And like Pertierra said, instead of prosecuting the terrorists, the United States, with the information that the Cuban government gave them on these terrorist activities, arrested the five 8 years ago, accused them falsely of conspiring to commit espionage against the United States, and have put them in jail, and have, using the procedures of the judicial system, obstructed justice. And that's why we're here today, to denounce these things. We denounce them constantly in Miami and elsewhere, constantly. We haven't stopped denouncing them for decades. And that's why we're here this weekend, to be in that march in support of them, of their cause, demanding justice. Thank you very much.